This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Part of downtown Simo Springs was evacuated and power was out for several hours Wednesday morning into early afternoon.
Gas leak was caused from a construction accident that hit a gas line.
That's Simo Springs Police Sergeant Evan Noble. That gas line was in the alley between 9th and 10th Streets and Lincoln and Oak. Took several hours to fix the gas leak. Yampa Valley Electric got the power back on. Everyone was able to get back to work. No one was injured. A fiber line was also damaged, which impacted internet and phone service in much of Rout County. Road work. Contractors will be working on the medians along Highway 40 between Old Fish Creek Falls Road and Anglers Drive today and tomorrow. Lane closures will be in the eastbound lanes until about 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. The collapsed metal building along the core trail behind the depot in Steamboat Springs is finally being demolished. The building's owned by Union Pacific. It collapsed in March of 2023. Signs along the fencing say, "Danger, asbestos." One worker at the site said he expects most of the demolition to be done this week. Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club, looking for some old soccer balls or lacrosse balls, tennis, golf, dodgeballs, or wiffle balls. They use them in training. If you're cleaning out your garage and have some you want to get rid of, drop them off at the Winter Sports Club office at Howlison Hill before the end of the month. Shout out today to Peggy Van Vliet, Jean Labery, and Karen Jimerson. Between the three of them, they've taught classes at Old Town Hot Springs for a combined 117 years. Both Jean and Peggy started back in 1983.
I've taught spin, I've taught step, I've taught core, I've taught strength and stretch, I've taught them all.
I used to teach land, which was a blast. I loved it. But then I had this awakening about the water and that was going to be the up and coming thing, and I could continue to do that well into my later years. So that's basically what I do now.
Van Vliet is usually in the water at 7 o'clock in the morning teaching the Fit for Life aquatics class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're very loyal. Labery also says she loves teaching the fitness classes.
I enjoy it, and it keeps me young.
I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. You can access it anytime at KREIRadio.com.